Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas B'chayros, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asur Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Afan, Druziv Kohagon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Granos L'Maaser Behema. There are three Granos for Maaser Behema. And before we continue, let's explain a little bit. The beginning of Masechas Rosh Hashanah begins by telling us that there are certain Rosh Hashanahs for certain things. Meaning there's a beginning of a year for something. It could be for kings or for Maestros or the regular beginning of the year that we know as Rosh Hashanah. And there's various halachas that are relevant when the beginning or the end of the year is. And it's the same with Maaser Behema. There's a certain year for Maaser Behema. There's Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. We're going to see that at the end of this Mishnah. And that has to do with the din that we learned about earlier in this parak, that we're not allowed to mix Chadashim and Yishanim. That something that was born last year is not allowed to be Maaser'd with something that was born this year. That's a general din regarding Maaser Behema. And that means that technically, Midah Ayraisa, any animal that's born throughout the year could be Maaser'd together, even if we have one that was born at the beginning of the year with one that was born at the end of the year, it's all considered like one. However, the Chachamim were geyser that there's three Granos for Maaser Behema, which means there's three set times during the year that want to separate Maaser from all the new animals that were born to them from the last period to this one. So that's what we clarify. Befrois HaPasach, Befrois HaTzaras, Befrois HaChag, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says it all has to do with price of Yom Tov. Now, what does it mean, price? So pras literally means half. And so Rebbe Akiva is telling us that we separate Maaser Behema halfway till the Yom Tov. Now, what does it mean, halfway till the Yom Tov? So according to Rebbe Akiva, since we're Dairish Helchas HaChag, Shloishim Yom before the Chag, 30 days before Yom Tov, we start learning the halachas of that Yom Tov. So that means that 30 days before Yom Tov is the time period that we consider before Yom Tov. And so if we're going to do half of 30 days before Yom Tov, that means 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, and 15 days before Sukkot. That's when these three Granos in Maaser Behema are. And the reason why he's specifically picking these Yom Tovim is because really, lechatchila, a person should not shecht an animal that didn't have Maaser Behema taken off of it yet. And since people are going to be oil or regel, they're going up to Yerushalayim for these Yom Tovim, for the Shalosh Regalim, and they're going to be buying a lot of animals for Karbonos. So we want there to be an influx of animals in the marketplace. That's what Rebbe Akiva says, that 15 days before these Yom Tovim, we take off Maaser Behema, so there's going to be a lot of animals available for Karbanos. However, Ben Azai argues and says, Be'esrim v'tisha ba'adar, it's the 29th of Adar, and that's 15 days before Pesach. Now, he's not arguing with Rebbe Akiva in regards to this time idea of 15 days before Pesach. He's agreeing with him on that. He's just arguing regarding when 15 days before Pesach is. We know that in the Jewish calendar, some months have 29 days, some have 30, and since according to Rabbi Kiva, Adar sometimes is 29, sometimes is 30. That's why all Rabbi Kiva said was 15 days before Pesach. Sometimes it's going to come out on one day, sometimes it's going to come out on a different day. Whereas according to Ben Azai, Adar is always chaser, it always has 29 days. And that's why Ben Azai just simply says that the first Gairin for Maaser Behema is the 29th of Adar. Now the next one he says is Be'echad B'Sivan on the 1st of Sivan, which is just a couple days before Shavuos. And in this, he's arguing with Rabbi Kiva because since Maaser Behema was separated right before Pesach, and we know the Shavuos is basically right after Pesach, it's a little bit less than 2 months after. Afterwards, so it means that there's a very short amount of time in between the Garden of Maaser before Pesach and the Garden of Maaser before Shavuos. Therefore, he delays it a little bit. He extends the Garden of Maaser before Shavuos, not 15 days before Shavuos, but the first of Sivan, which is about 6 days before Shavuos. And lastly, Be'asar Tisha B'Av, he holds the third Garden of Maaser is on the 29th of Av, and that's because we're going to see at the end of Mishnah, he holds as a suffix, we don't know when the Rosh Hashanah of Maaser Behema is. Is it on the first of Elul or the first of Tishrei? Therefore, he holds that the last Garden of Maaser Behema is done on the 29th of Av, right before Elul, so the animals born during Elul are in their own category. Now the Mishnah continues with third opinion, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon Aimrim, both of them say, Be'echad B'Nisan, the first Garden of Maaser Behema is done on the 1st of Nisan, and that's arguing with both Ben Azai and Rebbe Kiva, and that's because they hold that actually 30 days before Yom Tov is not when we start preparing for Yom Tov, it's 2 weeks before Yom Tov, and when's 2 weeks before Pesach? The 1st of Nisan, so that's when we take it off, 2 weeks before Nisan. Also, Be'echad B'Sivan, they hold like Ben Azai like this, and Rebbe Asher Metish of El, they hold on the 29th of El, so that's another machlokes. V'lama Amr Rebbe Asher Metish of El, why do they say the 29th of El? V'loy Amr Be'echad B'Tishrei, and they didn't say the 1st of Tishrei, and the answer is Bnei Shehu Yom Tov. That's because it's Yom Tov, it's Rosh Hashanah, and V'yavshar La'asar Yom Tov. You can't take a Maaser Behema on Yom Tov. L'fikachik Timu Rebbe Asher Metish of El, that's when they preceded it and said that the third Garden of Maaser Behema was on the 29th of El, and then once we hit the 1st of Tishrei, that's already the new year for Maaser, and that's what we discuss right now in the Mishnah. Rebbe Meir says Be'echad Be'El Rosh Hashanah Maaser Behema. the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema, and therefore any animals born before the first of Elul are in 1 year, and if they're born after the first of Elul, so they're in a different year for Ma'aser Behema. Whereas Ben Azai says, Ha'eluliyim Mes'asrim B'fnei Atzmon, those who are born in Elul, they have Ma'aser taken off on their own. They're considered in a totally separate category, because as we said before, he holds it's a suffix when the Rosh Hashanah Ma'aser Behema is. Is it on the first of Elul, the first of Tishrei? Therefore, all new animals born during Elul have to have a separate Ma'aser Behema taken off for them. They can't be taken off with the next years because maybe they're last years, and they can't be taken off with last years because maybe they're next years. So they have to be all by themselves. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, continue to discuss this. Any animals that are born from the first of Tishrei all the way throughout the year up until the 29th of Elul, they can all be mitzarif, as we had explained at the beginning of the previous Mishnah. Now let's say Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha lachar Rosh Hashanah. Five are born before Rosh Hashanah and five are born after Rosh Hashanah. Ain't a mitzarfin. They can't be joined together because they're from two different years. However, Chamisha lefnei hagarin, Chamisha lachar hagarin. If there's five animals that were born before one of these gronos, before one of these time periods we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, and five were born afterwards, Hare Elu mitzarfin, they could join together for Ma'aser Behema. So ask the Mishnah, can't if that's so. Lamanemar shalosh garish leMa'aser Behema. So why do we say that there's three different times to take off Ma'aser Behema? And so the din is, as we had explained at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, it's just a din derabbanon. Ad shalo higia gairen, before this time period comes, mutar limkar v'lishchait, one can sell and shecht new animals they have, but higia gairen, once this time period arrives, lo yishchait, hilchatchila should not shecht an animal or sell it. However, vim shachet v'shechted or sold it, pater, it's still pater for Ma'aser Behema. And again, it's like we explained at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, then the chamim had just established these granos, but it's not a din d'oraisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin Ches, the last two Mishnayos in the Masechta for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.